you know, why would the Apostle Paul, I'm talking about the Apostle Paul who went to the third heaven and he makes everybody else look like a joke, why would he say it's better for a man to stay single? Why would he say that? Why would he say that? I want you to really, I thought about this for 30 years. Why would he say that? Even when Jesus was walking, he told them a truth, and they said it's better for man to not get married. And Jesus said, some can receive it and some can't. They concluded the same thing. Why? Have you ever asked why? We're talking about the disciples, the Apostle Paul, the rabbis, all the people who had spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom and looked at the big picture. Now, I want you to really think about it. People are, preacher won't talk about this because his church would leave. His whole church would run out the door screaming and crying. Why? Have you ever asked why? Oh, there's a reason. But you don't want to hear it. I've told you. But people run away. People run away screaming and crying because they don't want the truth. They want lies. They want the fake reality bubble. Everybody wants the fake reality bubble. I want the truth. I don't care how bad it hurts. I want the truth. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Isn't that what that guy said in that movie? Talked to a lot of people in my life. You wouldn't believe how many people I've talked to. I mean, I've talked to people in all kinds of churches. I've talked to people, you know, working around people. And I promise you people, most people are believing lies. And if you yoke up with one of them, if you yoke up with one and you're saying, this is the truth, we're going to walk in it. This is the way we're walking. If you yoke up one and her family's Pentecostal, and you say, we're not going to Pentecostal church, that's a lie from the pit of hell. That you tell them it's faith alone, they say, oh, you got to speak in tongues. Methodist, you say it's faith alone, they say, well, you got to follow tradition. You tell a legalist, it's faith alone. Well, you better, it's faith alone, but you gotta do something. I'm going to eat.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody's in some kind of religious Decepticon that they've told themselves. I was going to drive tonight, but these people are crazy. I already got the red flag not to drive tonight. Somebody came over in my lane on a motorcycle, a bunch of them acting crazy, and tried to blame me when they're the one that almost hit me in the side of the car, and it was them. If I wouldn't have buzzed, he might be dead. And I'd be on the news that I killed somebody because they'd all be lying for him and they run into me. That's what I'm talking about. Crazy people. And the guy, I rolled down my window, he says, you didn't see me? You ran it, you came, what do you mean? You ran it, you came at me, man. If I wouldn't have swerved, you'd have ran right into me. Crazy. I'm telling you, people are so delusional that they make the mistake and they can't even see it themselves. It's gotten that bad, people. they're the ones doing it and they can't even see it. That's how bad it's gotten.